There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Will take the stage soon in Louisville, Kentucky, and announce, as he already has on his website, that he is a candidate for president of the United States. What do you think of that? Big banner behind the stage that says, defeat the Washington machine, unleash the American dream. So you got a little sense of what his slogan is going to be as well, I guess, which isn't a huge surprise, but... Anyway, another one is in the mix. Rand Paul, what do you think? Want to hear from the Rand Paul fans out there, or if not Rand Paul, who? Who do you like so far in this field? Who do you want in this field? Kind of curious what you think. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Love it if that was in your speed dial. That means you really love us. 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com by email, or you can weigh in on Facebook. A lot of folks, we have a little back and forth going on this whole debate over whether or not the refs gave the short end of the stick to the Wisconsin Badgers last night in the final. Bo Ryan, the coach, is saying that, which... not entirely unusual, but usually they bite their lip. They didn't. Here's what some of you have said. Greg said, it's called Duke basketball. They automatically get all of the calls, phantom or not. I think the officials are afraid of Coach K. Paul says, well, if that's true, why doesn't Duke win the championship every year? Come on, people. You're acting like this is an isolated incident when, in fact, we can look at every game and find just as many blown calls. It's because this was in the national spotlight. Newsflash, refs blow calls. It happens. Trust me, it'll happen this weekend with the Sioux. If the Sioux win, no one here will say anything. But if they lose, whoa, boy, look out. All right, we're stirring it up now, my golly. Then another listener responds saying, wait a minute. In the last 20 years, Duke has only had one losing season. That season was the year Coach K was sidelined with back surgery. I'll argue with anyone, he is worth 10 plus points on the sideline. Sherry's really trying to get everybody mad. She says, doesn't matter. Game's over. Oh, come on, Sherry. The game may be over, but, you know, the bickering is not. All right. Let me know what you think. 800-228-0550. We got that. We got a couple things in the legislature. Democrats playing politics with gender identity. There's something new. Yeah. No, not. And we also have the bill passing that will soon go to the governor on how we appoint a vacancy, should it occur, in the United States Senate seat. What do you think of that? 800-228-0550. Tom in Fargo, what do you think of Rand Paul?
Good. He's another good one in the mix, along with Ted Cruz. The question is, who's going to be allowed to win?
Allowed to win? By whom? Whom gets to decide who's allowed to win?
Well, look at all the states that Mitt Romney carried last year, the last time around, and you go down who? Well, I'm just saying is that can Rand Paul raise enough money? Can Ted Cruz, Scott Walker, there's several good ones. Ben Carlson, can they raise enough money to? I don't know. I guess that's where I was going as to if he'll be allowed to win.
Is your contention, Tom, that the establishment puts their thumb on the scale for who the preferred candidate is and all the trappings, the money, and all that go there, making it more difficult for someone who's a quote-unquote outsider to win?
You nailed it. Yes, that's exactly it. That's exactly it.
You know, the power to the people, those a pretty pesky thing. Right. So, I don't doubt, an establishment candidate gets a lot of momentum. and whatnot. Who would be the establishment candidate this go-around? Is it Jeb Bush, would you say?
Yes, Jeb Bush and Hillary.
Hillary on the Democratic side. Yeah.
Yeah, and I really, Jeb Bush, I don't think, I hope he doesn't run. There's a lot of good people out there that can run. A lot of good people that could actually do something. But then again, like you said, little establishment. Even in Congress, will they be able to work with, or will Congress work with? We won't go there. But anyway, that's my
question. Well, you know, last go around, Rex Santorum was. I mean, last go around, Mitt Romney was the establishment candidate. But there was a lot of dislike for Mitt Romney and a lot of people holding their nose. You know, I mean, Newt Gingrich surged for a while. Rick Perry surged for a nanosecond. There were a lot of candidates because it was sort of anybody but Romney, right? Giving everybody a chance. Rick Santorum, you know, really, and by the way, with wins in North Dakota and visits to North Dakota, I like Rick Santorum for that reason alone. I mean, he was not afraid to just, you know, come here. He was out in Tioga. He was, you know, walking oil field sites. He was meeting folks and getting to know them and really,
he tried.
Yeah, he did, and it paid off. He won North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, but he came within an inch of knocking off, you know, Mitt Romney, and he was about as far from an establishment candidate as you can get. I guess my point is, you can do it. I think
Can enough people sway the establishment? Can enough grassroots get going?
And I believe they can. And if you don't believe they can, then why would you even be involved, right? Because you'd want to.
And I think a lot of us are involved with a lot of people that start at the bottom and working their way up. And I think a lot of us are out here behind the scenes working with other people to get them into politics. Yeah.
Tom, nice to hear from you. Appreciate the call. And Tom's okay with Rand Paul or any other non-establishment candidate. How about you? I kind of like this slogan. Defeat the Washington machine, unleash the American dream. So as slogans go, I think he's off to a good start. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Here's more comments from you. I guess I have to turn this up. This came in during the break here.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Yo.
Ed from Minot here.
Ed from Minot.
Snowing here. Got probably 3 inches of wet, sloppy snow. It's difficult to drive in. Shut the big truck off and go home. It's not fun. But be careful out there. There's one in the ditch right here at the intersection where I'm at. So, springtime storm. 2 weeks in the ditch. Have a good day.
All right, Ed, thank you for the call. Being in the ditch is not a good thing, nor is wet snow, especially in April. No fun, but appreciate the firsthand report. Always appreciate that on What's on Your Mind. We're here for you. So whatever's on your mind, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Here's another. What's the deal today? My butterfingers, I think. Here we go.
I honestly couldn't care less about who won that basketball game or was bad calls or whatever. I mean, refs are human. Humans make errors. It's the way it is. But in the big scheme of things, it doesn't make a diddly spot bit of difference who won it. What I wanted to talk about was the nuke deal that Obama made with the Iranians. Iranians say that they want the nuclear power for electricity and everything like that for peaceful reasons and whatever else. Well, you know, they're sitting on millions of barrels of oil. Do they really need nuclear power? It makes no sense to me that they would develop nuclear reactors for electricity when they can just use their oil for electricity. I mean, it was a bad deal all the way around, and I think we're going to get bit in the hind end for it.
Get bit in the hind end. Appreciate the call, because whatever's on your mind, we want to know about it, and that's certainly a big one. I found kind of interesting that he admitted in the interview he did with who? Was it NPR? Basically, all this deal does is delay Iran from eventually acquiring a weapon, which could come immediately at the end of the agreement, like year 13. So it's sort of like kick the can down the road. He said that in the interview. I agree. Another reason it's a bad idea. Henry in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Hey.
Hey, Henry, what's on your mind?
I agree with your previous caller about the establishment or whatever. I mean, you have the Karl Rove out there. We saw it during, you know, both midterms or whatever with the senators that, you know, were trying to run as Republicans, and then Karl Rove would go on and badmouth him and not support him with his, you know, millions and hundreds of millions of dollars. And we saw it with Mitt Romney. Rush Limbaugh did a nice piece on, you know, you have to hire these consultants or you won't get the establishment hundreds of millions of dollars to run your campaign. I mean, I think these guys, you know, Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, Scott Walker, are excellent candidates, but I think they do have an uphill battle within the party.
Yeah, I mean, whenever you're the non-establishment candidate, you have an uphill battle. There's no question about it. I always say, though, Ronald Reagan was not the establishment candidate, right? I mean, look at he was the rogue one when he came in and he got her done. You know, to me, that's maneuvering the political system is nearly child's play when it comes to the battles you face as President of the United States. So I want him to get in there, throw some elbows and, you know, break some china and find a way. Henry, appreciate your call. Sally, when we come back, others welcome.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
If you need grain stuff, Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington has it. Their website is grainstuff.com. In a moment, I'll give you their number. Great staff, very knowledgeable, very friendly. Get you the products you need. GSI grain bins and dryers, Springland Power Sweeps, Shivers bin dryers, Ritchie livestock waterers, welding supplies, gases, gears, pulleys, even bulk bolts and nuts. Everything you need. Grainstuff.com or call 800-859-2032. Carrington, North Dakota's Central Steel Building and Construction.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio. But we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Today by our friends at High Plains Apache. Check them out online at highplainsapache.com. They have the new ETA Egg Center now. What is that? Well, they have everything you need in the application industry. That's about as simple as I can put it. 50,000 sprayer parts. That's what an ETAG center is. It's spray tips, it's pumps, it's hoses, it's fittings, it's valves, it's everything you need. Plus, with everything you've come to love about High Plains Apache. So they have the great sales and service, the expertise, application training. I mean, they just get it. They just know how to do it. Precision agriculture training areas. Check it out at highplainsapache.com. You'll find out more about it. There's also new sprayers, used sprayers there as well. They are at 1701 Eastside Court, Southeast in Mandan. You know where Bonanza is? Right across Bonanza. Can't miss it. Right across Maine. They're also on 35th Street South in Frontier, North Dakota, which is south of Fargo, essentially across from Walmart. It'd be just to the east of Walmart, across I-29 south of Fargo, the 52nd exit. Your Apache sprayer dealer, High Plains Apache. All right, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Sally in Grand Forks, Rand Paul says,
hello.
Defeat the Washington machine, unleash the American dream. What do you think of that?
I'm not very impressed with Rand Paul for a couple of reasons. I think he's what we used to call a mugwump. He basically he had his chance to strike against the establishment in Washington in the last election when his co-senator from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, was challenged by a conservative who did want to change things in Washington. And who did he support? He supported Mitch McConnell. I would say that doesn't exactly ring true for somebody who wants to change the face of Washington. But, you know, if you take a look at it, what does he offer that we don't have a better example of in Ted Cruz? I mean, Ted Cruz has got a record he stands on. He hasn't gone to bat for the establishment. He's stood up for principle. I guess I just don't see the need for Rand Paul. What happens to conservatives every election year is we have a dozen of these guys come out, and everybody's got their favorite horse in the race, and then establishment people get behind one candidate, and that guy walks off with the prize every time. So we always have these guys nominated. We've always got a big field of everybody's favorites. And I think conservatives ought to be a lot smarter than that. Get behind one guy who has embodied what he says he believes.
But if we live by that edict, Sally, wouldn't we just be like the establishment? Where you're saying, okay,
no,
hey.
No, we would not be just like the establishment.
Saying pick one candidate.
We might be like the establishment in that we might win. We might win if we could find a conservative that embodied conservative principles and we united behind that person. Obviously, if we scatter our support among 12 different guys, which is what happened last time, the one guy that's got all the establishment votes in his back pocket and all the money is going to take the nomination away.
I mean, what you're describing is you know, basically the primary process where you go through and whittle it down until you get to a winner. But you want it sooner. In other words,
Well, it doesn't work too good when we wait until the last day. We always wind up with a Mitt Romney or in this case, a Jeb Bush. That's what I can see happening. I don't think it's any trick to predict that. But everybody's running off after a different candidate. Everybody's jumping on the bandwagon and they don't vet these guys. I mean, if you took a look at a guy like Scott Walker, you would see that he surrounds himself with pro-choice people in his staff. You would see that he has been pro-Common Core before he was against it. And then about the only thing we've got that he's managed to do is make sure that the unions hate his guts. And so, I mean, in a year when unions are going to have a lot of trouble marshaling forces, the last thing we need is a Scott Walker on our ticket that's going to actually rev up their engines. I mean, they've got a lot of beefs with the Democrats right now. They've got amnesty. that's been hurting the labor people. And we've had Obamacare has been whittling jobs down to part-timers and eliminating jobs. So this administration has been terribly hard on labor. So it might be a good year to not have somebody that's going to actually get the labor vote out against us again.
Who's your pick?
You know,
Ted
that's
Cruz?
My theory.
Did I hear you say Ted Cruz? Would that be your, if you were able to pick
yeah,
who
Ted
the conservative would be?
He's got a record that you can look at, and you can believe what he says based on his record. He doesn't lie.
All right, so Ted Cruz, and then you see the conservative competition for him being Scott Walker, Rand Paul.
Yeah, I think that's they have tried to paper themselves with the conservative, label, but it doesn't really stick because Rand Paul had a chance to be a conservative during the last primary cycle, and he didn't. You know, Scott Walker has been on every side of every important issue, that we're looking at right now. So I just don't see him as a big choice.
How about Donald Trump? But Donald Trump's kind of saying he wants in. You like the Trumpster?
Well, I don't see any record there. I think he's been anti-property owners' rights in his personal business, and I don't like that very well.
All right.
But,
Sally,
you know, when we get down to Election Day, we'll have to see what it looks like. I hope it's not as ugly as it's been the last two cycles.
Appreciate the call. We ask
Thank
because
you.
Today another Republican candidate has joined the fray. This one, Rand Paul, who will announce about a half hour from right now that he is officially a presidential candidate. Never secrets in these deals anymore. They actually already have him up on his website with the official announcement. And we are seeing some news coverage of the venue where he'll announce it in Louisville, Kentucky, under the banner of Defeat the Washington Machine, Unleash the American Dream. So let us know what you think about that. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. If not Rand Paul, who? And what do you think of Rand Paul as the choice? All right, growing number of comments on our question earlier on whether the Democrats' call for the governor to intervene with the executive order on providing protection from discrimination based on sexual orientation to state employees. This is just a way to extend this further into the news cycle is what it is. But I ask the question, is it a necessary clarification or is it all politics? Jamie says, after that, can we conservative heterosexuals get special protection? All right. A lot of comments on that. Feel free to weigh in on the Facebook page. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't touch that dial.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus, and because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Scott Hillen here to tell you about my pals at S&S Motors in Watford City. I bought a great truck, got a great deal. You can too. They have clearance pricing every day at S&S Motors Watford City. Internet specials every day at snsmotorsinc.com. Call Brent or Tim. They'll take care of you. Pre-owned 4x4, great deals. New Fords and Chevys too, and they'll bring it to you. Full service shop with 4 techs. They can handle any and all of your repairs and vehicle maintenance. Just call Sonia, 701-444-2341. Online, snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors Watford City.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Walland Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
To picture a 1970 Dodge Challenger RT with a shiny penny copper color to it. Does that sound cool or what? Kurt Knutson, who runs the Heedalls location in Glendive, Montana, it's one of the cars he has. A couple of muscle cars that he works on. He was telling me about the other day. He got a 64 Impala Supersport too. These are the kind of folks at Heedalls. You know, when you're looking for a part, you go to Heedalls. They help you find it. But they're also car people, right? They do this themselves. And Kurt's kind of a neat story. I was talking to him the other day and telling him a little bit about our campaign. You know, Heedalls has it. They have the parts you need, but they also have a secret weapon, as Dick Heedall says, and that's the people there. And it's folks like Kurt Knutson at the Heedalls Glendive location. Now, he's been at Heedalls about 3 years, but he's been a customer of Heedalls for 40 years. Yeah, so, I mean, he knew the people there and knew what it was like and, you know, found himself, I think he was retiring from another job and said, you know, maybe I'll do this for a while. So it's really neat. He was telling me a lot about all the customers they serve, the area they serve around Glendive. They have a machine shop there, engine boring, head repairs, engine rebuilds, anything like that. Machine shops at a lot of the Heedalls locations are very popular because of the expertise of folks. They've done it. But again, it's car people. It's good people. Like Kurt Knutson at the Heedalls location in Glendive. So you need a little advice on the right part for your car? That's the kind of people you want to talk to. You know, these are ASE counter-certified professionals, so they can answer your questions. They know what they're doing. And keep your vehicle looking good and running well at Heedalls locations all throughout North Dakota, Montana, South Dakota, Western Minnesota, too. Tell them Scott sent you in there. And make sure if you stop by the Glendive location at Heedalls, you tell Kurt you heard us talking about him right here. On what's on your mind. All right, we're going to talk some more ag today on our North Dakota Farm Bureau-sponsored edition of What's on Your Mind Today. I want to get Jack in Devil's Lake, though, because he didn't think Sally's comments could go unanswered earlier on the presidential candidates. What'd you hear you want to respond to there, Jack?
Well, she may like Ted Cruz now, but does she like Hillary better? If you don't get your candidate, if they're not selected out of the 16, you got to go out and vote for that candidate anyway, unless you want Hillary. That's the thing here. You have to be, you just can't stay home like a lot of people did last time. So
yeah, I agree with you. Plus, the process is about getting better, right? So, in other words, to say we're going to anoint Ted Cruz as the conservative candidate so that he doesn't have any competition in facing if it's Jeb Bush, all right? Ted Cruz doesn't get any good at running for president then, right? And when he does face Hillary Clinton or Jeb Bush does, it's just not the same. I mean, to me, the white hot spotlight, 10, 12, 16 candidates, the media frenzy, all that's a training ground for ultimately a presidential race and hopefully a presidency, you know?
Right. Everybody's got one they want, but you're going to have to suck it up when it comes to vote here, thinking about Hillary as your option. So
have you got a dog in this hunt, Jack?
Well, it's probably Mr. Rubio.
So there's another one we've, you know, who's, I don't believe, fully officially announced, but certainly indicated that he's...
Well, I want to make sure I hear what... I want to hear him when he's confronted with his policy regarding immigration and the borders there, you know, final, because I know he's kind of wavered on that. So I'd like to hear that before I make the decision for him in the long run. So
sure, but right now he's your guy, huh?
He's my guy. I like him, you know. I'm an attractive young fella, you know, unlike myself.
Well, that makes two of us, Jack, for sure.
Okay. All
appreciate
right.
the call.
You bet.
Thanks.
Bye.
Nice to hear from our friends in Devil's Lake today on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Manny, do we have this other caller ready to go, or should I go to Don here? I'll take one more quick call. Leon in Fargo, what say you about the presidential hopefuls or anything else on your mind today? You there, Leon?
Oh, yes. Hey, Scott.
You're up, my man. What's up?
Not too much. I like what Sally had to say, and I also like what your last caller had to say. I do want to say this, though. I'm not, like, solid on anybody yet. I like Cruz. Anytime someone can get up there and go 21 hours on a Tea Party point, I'm all game, man. I mean, that's brilliant. But, you know, I still want to see, you know, where the race takes us. But something that we have to recognize is it's exactly what Sally says. There's a thinning of the herd here now. There's a pulling away of potential votes and solidarity when we have this many candidates throw their hats in the ring. And it becomes impossible almost to fight against not only the establishment, but then the opposition also. And I agree with your last caller to a point, but I also want to say this. We were hit with the whole, you know, you don't want the liberals to win the last time around and vote for us because this is what we'll do for you. What do you do if you are an American patriot and you see your country slipping away from you in ebbs and flows, and many times it's not by the opposition, it's by your own guys. A prime example is Mike Pence. When he first came out with the RFRA, I'm like, that's what I'm talking about. We need someone to stand up for conservative principles. And then what did he do? He caved. He flip-flopped. He, you know, got weak-kneed, and that is not what we need. If we're going to head left at just a slightly slower pace, then we're still heading left. And I think we need to be careful about that.
All right, Leon, appreciate you weighing in. Interesting topic that will continue for sure. Much appreciated. All right, let's talk a little bit about Prairie Potholes and the EPA's charm offensive on the Waters of the U.S. Effort. Our next guest is the Senior Director for Regulatory Relations for the American Farm Bureau Federation. Joining us on our broadcast today, brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau, Don Parrish. Hey, Don, welcome back to What's on Your Mind. How you doing?
Thanks, Scott. It's good to be here.
What is a prairie pothole, just so everybody knows?
Well, it is a isolated intrastate body of water that really formed when the glaciers receded. And they're little small pockets all over your part of the country that hold water, some of them full-time and some of them for not very long.
All right. And would they be governed under the EPA's proposed Waters of the U.S. rule?
Scott, what ultimately EPA proposed is something that would really roll back what the Supreme Court already said they couldn't regulate. The Supreme Court said, EPA, you can't regulate isolated intrastate waters. Those are for the state of North Dakota, if they're within North Dakota to regulate. Those are waters of the state of North Dakota. So they have the protections of the state of North Dakota. What EPA is now proposing with what they call a regional ecosystem-based approach is to layer another layer of bureaucracy on top of prairie potholes. And they're going to do that categorically. They're doing it under the guise of this eco-region approach. And because they believe all prairie potholes are similarly situated and they should be regulated. When I look at the Clean Water Act, says Congress gave EPA the authority to regulate navigable waters. That's not waters that are connected to navigable waters, and it's not adjacent waters, or it's not these eco-regions. This is really about EPA expanding their authority and doing so in this marketing campaign that you already alluded to.
The administrator of the EPA, Gina McCarthy, was speaking to the EPA, rather to the Farmers Union, National Farmers Union here recently, gave a speech. And at that point admitted that the EPA is thinking through ways to be more specific about how to protect some of our nation's regional treasures rather than what we do now, which is for the Army Corps to go through a long, costly, inconsistent process to decide whether waters are protected one by one. We teed ideas up in the rule itself, and we're going to use our best judgment to set bright lines that folks can count on. Translate that for me. What's she saying?
Well, she's saying, you know, folks in the upper Midwest, get ready, because EPA is going to claim categorically prairie potholes to be waters of the U.S. They're going to set bright lines. They're going to basically claim that agriculture wants these bright lines and it wants prairie potholes to be regulated like this. Now, part of the fallacy on that is that these are already regulated in the Farm Bill. Two ways. One, in a very negative way, with Swamp Buster. And farmers understand and can't convert, you know, prairie potholes to agricultural uses without penalties. But we also protect prairie potholes through incentive-based programs, and most people understand that, through things like the Wetlands Reserve Program, where farmers are, you know, given an incentive to protect those areas. When EPA layers this layer of bureaucracy on top of prairie potholes, all of that goes out the window. Because all of a sudden now farmers are going to be forced to deal with jail time and penalties of up to $37,000 per day per violation for things that they do routinely in agriculture. And it's going to create some real problems and some real issues with farmers and ranchers.
Okay, specifically what you're talking about there is governing prairie potholes or beyond that?
It's even beyond prairie potholes, but specifically prairie potholes have a very, very broad definition. In some cases, people driving around North Dakota can see those ponds and those features that are natural in area. But they can also see wet spots in the middle of a farmer's field. It also applies to those. And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about EPA having a bigger influence on those wet spots that are in the middle of farmers' fields and in the fields that farmers have been farming for better than a century.
If you have questions or comments for our guest, Bob Stallman, on what you could expect here with the EPA's Waters of the U.S. rule and what it will mean for you, certainly welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I used the term charm offensive earlier because I saw a comment from Bob Stallman, president of the American Farm Bureau Federation, where he suggested that's what the EPA was out doing. I mean, is it working? Is anybody being charmed here? Are they bamboozling anybody?
Well, Scott, I think there's a misperception. The agency will point to exclusions and exemptions for agriculture, and they explicitly call out plowing, planting, and harvesting. Those are exemptions granted by Congress. But for things like controlling weeds, controlling insects, controlling disease in crops, or even utilizing nutrients and spreading fertilizers, those are not on that list of exclusions. And what the agency is doing is being very specific and how they talk about their rule as to focus farmers on plowing, planting, and harvesting, and not on the things that do not have exemptions, like the ones I just pointed out to you. It's kind of like, you know, and to put it in terms for farmers and ranchers can understand, it's like telling farmers, you know, it's okay, you can participate in conservation programs under the Farm Bill, but we're not going to talk about the implications that this has for, let's say, ARC and PLC and risk management and crop insurance programs, because it does impact those. Don't worry, we're going to not bother the conservation programs under Title II, but Title I is going to change, and that is the way in which they're being kind of less than transparent about
how this rule. More on that conversation when we come back. Don Parrish from the American Farm Bureau Federation on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind the vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. where students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them. We're the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and the fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risks, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
Are you hungry? On the run? Want a good deal? Have I got a deal for you. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannon to tell you about my pals at PetroServe USA. You stop at their location. I do this all the time. I'm busy. Go, go, go. I want a hot meal, though. That hot stuff pizza is the best. Hot stuff pizza, 20-ounce soda or coffee, two cookies of your choice, four items, four for $4. At any PetroServe USA location, all day, every day. It is the best deal in town. Check it out. Also, all month long, you'll find Deli Express sandwiches, the Double Char, the Broil Deluxe, $2.19. Giant Seed Shippers, only $1.39 a bag. General Mills Totino's Pizza Chips are 99 cents. Hershey's Candy Bars, buy one, get one free. That's a heck of a deal. Plus the 8-ounce Barrel of Fun Chips, all varieties, only $1.79. From the good folks who connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields to give you choice at the pump. PetroServe USA, look for the red, white, and blue. Helping America feel better. And tell them Scott sent you.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
On the lines of farmers and ranchers, courtesy of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, Chad, a farmer from Hertzfield, shares his concerns about classifying glyphosate, a possible carcinogen. Chad.
Recently, the IARC classified glyphosate as a probable carcinogen. But when we look at other agencies around the world who issue similar classifications, we see that the IARC is not consistent with the EPA, the German government, and other regulatory agencies around the world that deem glyphosate safe for use. This is one of the most extensively tested herbicides on the market with over 40 years of safe use. The IARC has listed glyphosate in the 2A category, along with coffee, burning wood, and aloe vera extract. I think the lesson here is not to be alarmed and consider that farmers and other applicators have safely been applying glyphosate for decades.
Now, coffee will be on somebody's list before long. Thank you, Chad. Find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers at ndfb.org. NDFB.org, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. When you go to that website, check out the membership benefits. I mean, from buying a truck to hotel accommodations to cell phone plans, travel, a lot of great benefits. Real, you'll pay for your membership over and over and over again. You just pay a little attention right there at NDFB.org, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. All right, 10 before the top of the hour, and we are continuing our conversation with Don Parrish, Senior Director for Regulatory Relations for the American Farm Bureau Federation. Questions for Don are welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You've described, Don, it looks like a real effort by the EPA here to draw prairie potholes into the Clean Water Act jurisdiction. So let's talk a little bit about the timing on all of this. And if they do that, is there a possibility to stop it yet? What do you want people to do here?
Well, Scott, what's happening right now from a process standpoint is that EPA has shipped this regulatory proposal over to the Office of Management and Budget. The Office of Management and Budget is going to now analyze what the impacts are on farmers and ranchers and on farm programs, as well as departments of transportation, as well as is other resource industries, you know, the oil and gas industry, as well as, you know, how we do other things on the landscape in this country, build homes. And ultimately, they've got to try to balance the cost with the benefits. And unfortunately, they're not looking very closely at the cost. I think, you know, in the short term, we're going to see a lot of kind of around-the-horn discussions and marketing campaigns and PR campaigns that says, you know, we're really not expanding our jurisdiction. But ultimately, I think Congress needs to weigh in, and we're hoping to have legislation introduced very soon that we can stop EPA or more or less hit the reset button. I think everyone knows that we need a regulation, and that we need a regulation that provide very bright lines, that is protective of the environment, but yet also give farmers and ranchers the opportunity to kind of use their land in ways that they have been in the past, that allows them to, you know, produce food and fiber and do so without having to go to EPA every time they intend to change the way they operate.
All right. Call that came in during the break with a comment.
Yes. Hey, I used to enforce CERCLA, RCRA, and open hiding. The garbage that the EPA is going to try to pull with this open waters in the U.S. deal. It basically gets down to the point where they got a permit, you know, to get water into your own house, and they can limit that. They can limit development, because without water, you got nothing. So it's this is like a nightmare on all levels. This cannot be allowed to stand.
All right. Appreciate the call. Don, any comment?
I will echo the caller's concerns. Just because you need a permit, there's no right in the Clean Water Act for EPA to give you a permit. So they can pick and choose the kinds of activities that they want to issue permits for. And if farmers think about that, that really does kind of get at the heart of how farmers farm. They can allow you to do some things, i.e. plow, plant, and harvest. But there's other things on your operation that you have to do to get to those functions that EPA can prevent you from doing. And that really is about controlling how you use your land and how we produce food, fiber, and fuel in this country.
Brian in Williston has a question for Don. Go ahead, Brian. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Good day, folks. Thanks very much. I'm just a little sidetracked here a little bit, listening to the blurbs that you have about the glyphosates and their involvement with cancers and so forth possibilities. The reason why they are deemed not harmful to humans is because the uptake in a plant for its nutrients come from a process called Cleagan, that is an uptake from the roots into the plant. Humans and mammals don't have that particular process, so therefore it's deemed safe to us. However, the problem with it is that the flora and fauna that thrive in our intestinal systems, which nourish us, are plant-based. So what happens is the glyphosate affects the uptake from our plant-based flora and fauna in our gut system, therefore reducing our nutrition. And that's the connection. I am from an area where this is produced and heavily used, and we have the highest rate of cancer on the Mississippi River between Lock and Dam 18 and 20.
All right, Brian, we're going to leave it there. We're up against the clock here, but I guess you and Chad are going to have to agree to disagree on that one. Don, anything else you want to add in 10 seconds or so?
You know, appreciate the opportunity to come on and talk about the implications for farmers. Thank you.
Engage. Pay attention. Waters of the U.S. could be impacting us and soon on these furry potholes. OMB, EPA, conniving. Never a good thing. Appreciate it, Don. Thank you very much. Our best, Don Parrish, American Farm Bureau Federation. See you tomorrow. God bless you. Bye-bye.
The other words, free and Mercedes-Benz don't often go together. But we've teamed up with my friends at Valley Imports for one heck of a deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnan. I've had the honor and pleasure of driving a Mercedes-Benz lately, doing a little test driving for some of our fine listeners, especially that GL class. Wow, is that an SUV? And when you're in the Bakken, you want a safe vehicle. That's a safe vehicle. So is the ML, the C-Class, the E-Class. No matter what you're looking for, go to valleyimports.com. Don't find what you're looking for. They'll get it for you. But here's the free part. You mentioned my name. You buy a Mercedes-Benz with Valley Imports, they're going to give you 2 years of free maintenance. Plus, you get the 24/7 service. If it breaks down, they're coming to you. You can't beat a deal like that. They'll find what you're looking for. You'll get the best price. And you know what? You'll be safe. What's that worth? ValleyImports.com or call 888-928-7431 or online at ValleyImports.com. Tell them Scott sent you.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.